See, let's put our hands together and say this was our Father. Hold someone's hand. Say our Father.
In the name of Jesus, we receive.
Clear receive. Found in the written word. As the word is stopped,
there's no error in this atmosphere
or in our minds. We receive your word as we ought to receive it as children. Amen. Glory to God. So we're looking at understanding the gospel. Hallelujah. Understanding the gospel, series 5, section 4. Okay, let's look at a few things. Matthew 1:1. We're just going to take it from where we stopped on Saturday quickly. Matthew 1:1. The Bible says, the book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Hallelujah. The books of the generation of Jesus, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So, let's take a few things. With the writers of the synoptic and every other writer of the New Testament books will be writing from the 39 books. Was that what we said? They were writing from the 39 books. And they were writing in such a way that you would have to always go back and reread where they were writing from. Amen. So we said they were employed shorthand. So you always have to go back to reread where they were writing from. They were not writing for you to just read their materials alone. They were writing for you to read their materials and read it from where they were writing from. So you shouldn't be detached from the 39 books when you read their writings. We said that, right? I said including Jesus. In Luke 24 verse 27, Jesus met the two guys on their way to Emmaus. And he said to them, he said, up not of Christ, so somebody is going to enter into glory. 27, I'm beginning at Moses. So Jesus will also go down to Moses.
Yes.
So you always find that the writers employ techniques that will take you back to the Genesis. They don't want you to read their materials alone. And like we said also, every writer is actually interpreting from a previous writer. He's writing from a previous writer and he expects you to go back to see where he's writing from. Was that what we said? Was that what we said? Okay. So when he says, son of Abraham, so first of all, he used the word genealogy. Or when you find the word Genesis, generations, Genesis, it takes your mind again to Genesis chapter number 5. Where you find the genealogy, Genesis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when it says, use the word son of Abraham, son of David. Now, I told you, you will find that in the scriptures as well. I said to us that you will find me, he wrote for you to see that the Genesis is a book of sonship. I also further saw that over the weekend, last weekend. Hallelujah. But when he uses the word son of Abraham, son of David, he uses son, right, for you to see Jesus as the seed of Abraham and David. And when he uses the word seed of Abraham and David, he therefore is implying, he's saying, this will be the seed of God that will come through the lineage of men. We'll see a bit of it further today. Amen. This will be the seed of God that will come through the lineage of men. So when you use the word son of Abraham, son of David, to be the seed of God. Amen. Seed of God that will come through the lineage of men. So when God said your seed in Genesis, when you use the word seed, it's going through the whole. It's going to be through this lineage. Amen. Going to be through this lineage, but it will be my seed. Hallelujah. Amen. So when you get to Matthew 28 quickly, when you get to Matthew 28, from verses 18, it says, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. I'm going to be a bit fast. It says, heaven and in the earth. It says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things, whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. And amen. Amen. So, uses what you will find in verse 20 is a teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you and know I am. Now, when the use of that word I am is a proper name. Now, we're going to investigate that name this week into next week. Amen. That I am with you. Now, we said when he says I am with you, he uses the word I am with you for you to see him as the God of the scriptures. So I said to us that they were literally writing the incarnation of Jesus, which is the empty work of Jesus, not as a mere man, but as God who became a man. So they wrote it for you to see
from scriptures, and the reason why they will use the son of Abraham, the son of David. Now you will see that this is God in the lineage of man.
So look at how Mark will now pick that up. Remember, Matthew calls him the son of David, the son of Abraham, right? So Mark picks that up in Mark 1:1. He said the beginning, if your mind goes again to the Alkiomai, Alkiomai will be from Genesis.
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus,
what does he call it? The son of God. Did you see son again? So when he has son of God, would that be the seed of God?
Yes. So when he finds Abraham and David through the lineage of man. Are you with me? We saw what is on Saturday. Get Saturday's teaching is very vital.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I will not dwell too much on what I thought on Saturday
night. You tend to be around for me.
Very vital. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, he uses that word again, son, seed, offspring of God. So, Jesus will be the offspring of God.
Offspring of God.
That will be founded in lineage of men. So, very vital. Now he goes into verse 2, something will explore shortly. He goes into verse 2 to say, as it is written in the prophets, behold,
what is, I send my messenger before thee.
What that? Send my messenger before thy face, which will prepare the way before thee. Now he reads Malachi and he reads it into Isaiah. The voice of one crying in the wilderness.
You see that? Hallelujah. He reads that together,
making you see that the events of the four gospel are what? Scripture fulfilled.
We're going to see further. We're going to investigate where this reading from for that today.
Mark especially. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. Let's jump down to John because of time. John 1. Now, John, the same eyewitness account of this, you know, event that happened before John wrote.
And the background of John's writing, in there arose a time where people began to contract, say Jesus was in that capital, so John had to write the same synoptic. Write the synoptic, and
he didn't start with, but no,
he went straight. He said the beginning was the word.
Now he employed that word dabar, what you have as logos in the Greek, but he goes to the root and he uses the word dabar. Now we said dabar is the visible reality of God within the 39 books, right? Right?
The visible. So he said the beginning was the dabar. The dabar was with God, and God is the dabar. He said, same was in the beginning with God. All things are created by him, and God was anything made that is made. He said, him is light, and the light is the light of men. Light shines in darkness, and darkness comprehended not. So there was a man who was sent from God to be a witness of the light, that all true he may believe.
He said, he's not a light, but was sent to be a witness of the light. He said, this is the light that lighted every man that cometh into the world.
He said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He said, he came to his own, and his own knew him. He said, as many as received him. He said, for them he gave the right, but so as to be called the children of God, who were born not of blood,
nor flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. Now in verse 14, he said, and the word became flesh.
And you can see that. He said, the word, which word? The dabar. Meaning the visible reality of God that was visible to the prophets, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Moses, to Samuel, to Jacob. He said, the word became flesh. What the following is, the word became flesh
and tabernacled amongst us. Watch that. The word became flesh and tabernacled amongst us. And we beheld his glory. Say, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Glory to God.
Now, I need your attention here now. I need your attention here now. So, he calls him God.
Watch it. Jesus, listen, John called that visible reality Jesus. Listen,
John, watch it here. John calls the visible reality of God in the incarnation, he calls him Jesus. Meaning, he became a man. Now I told you that he becoming a man is not in the incarnation. Jesus is 100% God, 100% man. But his functionality, he will function as man 100%. We saw that from Philippians. Right? We saw it from Philippians. He became man 100%. And Paul will call that humility.
Did that? He calls it humility. What's happening?
So he calls it humility. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to get into some details soon. So let's deal with a bit of some details. Now, we said, I'm rushing now, that in interpretation, the word,
I mean, you have to sit in the seat of the first audience, right? Now, okay, let's do that. You have to sit in the seat of the audience of both words, because there are two words now, right? So there are audience of two words.
Which word? Which word?
The 39 books and the who?
And the New Testament books. Is that it? So, we sit in the seat of both audience. Come on, you guys should be fast. Okay. So, you sit in the seat of both audience, like we said, and hear what they heard in both worlds. Right? So we said in the New Testament they employ the use of shorthand. So what shorthand they employ? Shorthand. What do you mean shorthand? Shorthand actually means a word or a sentence or a phrase that carries with it a narrative or a storyline from the past 9 years. Isn't that? So when you see shorthand employed, that we saw the word tally on Saturday, you have to go back and reread it within the 39 books. What does it mean to tally? Right? You have to go back and reread. Hallelujah. You read them again. Now also, we also said in sitting in the seat of the fourth audience, who is the third, that words aren't English as you think. Did we say that? Words are not English as you think. Therefore, since words are not English as you think, we therefore said words will carry with it what is called the cultural connotation of their world.
Cultural connotation of their
world. The cultural connotations of the writer's world. So let's ask ourselves first. What does it mean when you have cultural connotation? We say a cultural connotation refers to the meaning, an association that a word carries. Cultural connotation refers to the meaning and association that the word carries within a specific culture or context. The connotation of a word can change over time as culture and society evolve. Right? So it's important. Now, connotations of words change with culture, change with time, change with places. Listen to this. So, it is important to consider the cultural connotation of a word when you are using it in, when you are using it, especially in the culture of the author. Because when the author was penning it down, the words will carry a cultural connotation of his word, which over time might evolve. Right? But the meaning attached to that word used by the author will remain in the author's word in as much as culture must have evolved. Do you understand that? Did you get that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you must have to always go back to ask yourself, what is the cultural connotation of a word? I will say first, ask yourself how are words used. How are words used? Psalm 78 verse 2. 78 verse 2. He says, this, the psalmist, he says, I'll open my mouth. In parables, I will offer that sayings of old, which we've heard and known and our fathers have told us. I will not hide it from their children, showing the generations to come the presence of God and the strength of his wonderful works. Now, he says, That means he's telling you that words, in their words, are used in figures. Right? Words can be expressed in figures. So, how much use in their world?
You mean in their world you have a lot of value. A lot of figurative expressions.
Okay, follow me.
Figurative expressions. You don't find it in their world.
So, as a good student of the scriptures, I have to look at words in their world. He says they are not English as you think. So we began looking at the word seed.
Seed, I'm not thinking from where I stopped. I'm very particular about
it. We began looking at the word seed.
We said the Uniform word seed.
In your world today, when you hear seed, you think of mango seed. A valuable seed. What kind of seed again? There are orange seeds. But that's not what is obtainable in their world.
Rather, seed will be used in a figure. Because they live in an agrarian world. They are agrarian by occupation and by occupation. So you employ what is used to their world to explain a spiritual fact. I remember years back, my CRK teacher would say, well, what is father? He would say, father, every word I have a heavenly meaning. I came upon a soul. Me. And then, mama, you are wrong. What do I know?
Amen. But heavenly meaning. Well, let's allow that to fly. But they employ parables. Amen. I came upon that so seriously.
So the one day she just told me, she said, the way you are going, you have F9. So can you leave that in class? Is that how it is? So and it was an alternative response. I was only one before you come back for CRK class. We were like 10 at once, but we were still being Christian, but Christian to go to CRK. After close to exam time, after first year there, we became two for my class. This is what those people do. Because that's what I did. I was not trying to make you
from other
class. But
yeah,
I was stubborn. Because I could
mess
a class
on you.
Connect them to questions. So,
when
you
say, I
said,
no, that's not
fit talk. Fit talk? Yes, it's the fact. I have the substance of things. Faith is this. No, faith is not believing. Faith is a substance. Faith is tangible. Can you tell me the explainer? I don't even know. So you are just on one day. She came to class. So she always sit on the first table. I put her leg on the chair. Then I was sitting for her. I guess she was tired of me.
Years back, years after, I now thought of it. I thought of it again. The woman was tired of me.
It's a little advice.
You know,
don't be scared. I don't know what. See you see.
She was seeing our head result.
Ahead of that. She said, why? She said, because I'm not listening to what you said, but because you have the word. She said, so they said, you have the word. But this is like I said, this is the so, this will be the last time I'll come to the class. Just don't worry. I know how I stop it. That in fact, she stopped coming. You don't come to the class. So me, I just know that I'm not going to see her again automatically.
Amen. Yeah. No, man. Faith is not belief.
No, it's not belief. What kind of nonsense? That faith is belief. But I do you that. No, it's not belief. Faith is the substance. It's the fine. Look at the Hebrews. The Hebrews are like it.
No, faith is not smell you.
Amen. I was very glad.
Oh my God. There are some other things like that I have done in my life. When I look back, I just feel like going back to redo it. But it's bad. And when we correct you so that you don't get to make mistakes we've made in life. Amen. Very funny mistake.
Maybe one day my friends were having discussion and I want to show I have the relation and I said, do you know why? Do you know why Ken? I didn't think it's true. I don't know why. I heard it from but I heard it from newspaper from one guy and I said, I don't have this revelation. I said, no. I said, how the Rema? He said, what?
The Rema.
He said, let me show you.
precious. You know why God accepted the offering of Abel and not the that of Cain? He said, why? Well, it is faith. I said, no! No! It is. Look at what did God call? Let's go to Genesis 3. God calls the snake, the serpent. God gave judgment to the woman. When he told the man, he couldn't curse man. He said, I blessed man. He now cursed the ground. Do you remember? And I said, when you come back, so Cain and Abel, Abel understood that ground has been cursed. He understood the foundation. Then Cain, not knowing the foundation that God has caused the ground now to bring to God what God has caused. How will God accept it? He said, ah! Or they say, Rema, see what? See what? I said, yeah, I can't see. You can't see anywhere. I thought the one for this generation. When you know what happened, they say, ah! See, I'm a major prophet. You're a minor prophet. One guy is still getting that as he now went down to Hebrews 11. He said, but it was like faith. I said, no. The Bible says in Haggai, the glory of the latter house. See, revelation. I don't bombarded them like that. Papa. I didn't say, well, there's a God. But I bombarded them like that. Even the guy. Even the guy didn't see it in that life. He said, he's a man of God. Amen. You have to read scripture. In the language connotation of their world. That's what I want you to see. Amen. Wrong interpretation of scripture will lead to wrong worship of God. Amen. Amen.
Sorry, but God is heavenly. Amen. So we were looking at seed, right? Now we said, Genesis 1:11, run through something. Genesis 1:11, we said the seed is how all of God's will come to pass. Did you see that on Saturday? Yes. They said is how God, all of God's will come to pass. Now, in Genesis 2:15, quickly, let's watch this. We now find God in the fall of man, God restates his plan. He says in Genesis 3, verse 15, he says, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, he used the word seed of the woman, and we said that seed in their world isn't English as we see it today, right? Right? Rather, seed in their world is used as offspring. So that is why Eve in chapter 4 verse 26 will think like this, and to set to him, he will speak, right? Why I mean set now? Verse 25, another midwife again, and bore a son, and called him name Seth. For she said, the Lord has appointed me another seed. This is that? Instead of who? Abel, whom Cain slew. Amen? So, that shows you the word, culturally, in their world is used for an offspring. So when you use the word seed there, yeah, what is referring to an offspring? But, he missed it. Because she felt she was referring to her own offspring. But it actually got offspring, right? But I always said, we're going to see why God was instructed. Is that actually God's offspring, right? But you'll find him talk about this seed to Eve because it's to show that I'm going to walk through this lineage. Now I ask you a question on Saturday. Does it mean God wasn't going to talk to any other person in the world and just talk to Adam and Eve alone? He said no. Right? Right? We have other people in the world. We have also watched how to take advantage. They had other nations in the world. But Adam and Eve used that archetype. We saw all that on Saturday. Right? So they were received as an archetype. So when they wrote the sin of Adam and Eve, was not the sin of the whole world, but as an archetype for what sin does to man away from God's presence. Did you see that? So, the sin of Adam and Eve is not a global sin. It's a global sin. What is a global sin? It was a sin. Now, Moses wrote it for you to see. You put them as appetites to show you this is what sin does to man. And you find again in Cain and Abel, the same thing happened to Cain. Say that is what sin does to man. Appetites. Okay, come on, you mean?
But will you say Arabic and all the people in the whole world? No. Now the same thing you find in Abraham. He said Abraham told thy seed. Watch it here. Abraham told thy seed. And you think it's gonna be Isaac? But he gets to Isaac and gets to thy seed. You think it's gonna be Jacob? But he gets to Jacob and gets to thy seed. And he gets to children of Israel and he sees not the of the man. And then you are asking yourself, then who is the seed? When he is speaking to them concerning your seed, he's telling them it's going to be his seed, but it will be Judah. I don't even God is not going to talk to any other person or use any other person in the world who saw the king of them, who saw the priest of God. Right? But yes, God has said the seed is going to come through Abraham. So when God mentions seed to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, he is referring that it's going to come through their lineage. Hallelujah.
Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we saw that that seed is God. We saw it last week. We saw it on Saturday, right? Right? Okay. A quick one. Bow down to Adam. Let me ask a quick question. Why did God say the seed of the woman?
Why did God say the seed of the woman? Why the woman? Why was Jesus born of Mary and not of Joseph? A question who battled me for years. We are learning to go into it again. I guess it's high time to talk about. Why was this
Maybe I'm not Joseph. Who can answer that? So, but I said the answer in church. Oh, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Anyway, but it was born of Mary and not Joseph. Now, many times people think, the reason why
was there was no man involved is because, listen to me now, I know what I said in church, I didn't say it for Mary, I said it for Eve, right? God was giving voice to the woman, right? True. But the reason why, some people say, it was if man had done it,
you would have been born a sinner. He needed to be a sinner. Have you heard that doctrine before? They are giving God an excuse.
They are giving God. But I'm talking about that, you know, so, and then you not say no, I wasn't born a sinner. But your doctrine is conflicting. Clearly. So you not say no, it's because of that means you agree that all men were born sinners. Did you see where that's a doctrinal issue? Amen.
But actually, the answer is simple. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, he needed to be sinless. That was why I came through a woman. If you even watch scripture, there's what is called a recurring action in scripture.
Pastor Shek will call it motif. It's called the best motif. That motif is, you go through scripture and you see the same thing we are calling again. Now there's always, now if you want this scripture, you'll find the miracle of childbirth. What about the miracle of childbirth? You found it in Abraham and Sarah. Now, why Mary? Well, it's not a point culture here because women are not regarded.
So, listen to this. In the genealogy that Moses wrote, there was no woman.
There was no woman. In Genesis 5, there was no woman. That's why people keep asking, but who is Cain married? He married ghosts. No, sir. Because it was their culture. Remember, not counted in genealogy. Remember, given that fact. But in God's genealogy, women were found. Did you see that? Women were found. Why? That is God. God has given voice to the woman. Okay, go ahead. And God is saying, hey, you know, they're not, it's not the fault of the woman. And was not born because of the man left me. Mary, is because to show you that someone says God said to see. Are you okay? How are you born? You jump from heaven. Amen.
God into a sexual sin is sex that is not done lawfully. That is sin. Which is fornication or adultery. Amen. Amen.
Go over. Very vital. So don't miss God spoke to Zechariah that your wife will give birth to the son. Zechariah did not believe, but at the end of what did he do? What did he do? What did he do?
That something means pregnant. But Jesus was to show that recurring motive in scriptures, right, of miracle by childbirth. We'll get to that in the coming years. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's not what we're looking at. But so that you know, God was giving voice to the woman. So let's see when God gave God to Abraham. Let's see Abraham, Genesis 12.
So, you say, the word is not English as you think. First, before we get to Abraham, let's look at another word. The use of the word name. Name. Jesus says, in my name. In my name.
Mark 16.
You cast out demons. In my name. But here the word name. That's the word in the Greek for nomia. In my name.
So I have my... I didn't call my beef Bible, but I came with my concordance to check some things up here. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay. So, use the word onomia.
Or onoma. Onoma. Amen. Name. So, today we hear name. Many times, because of our culture of name, well, the name is the name of, I mean, name now, name of any place, just name. Now that is what it is in our world, because culture has evolved. So in their world, to be called their name was significant. Amen? Was significant, I'm talking about the gospel. It's not English as you think. Name. Please. Not like you say, it was significant, what you are named.
Very vital. So, hope you're with me here. Hope you're with me here. So, quickly. So, what you are called is very vital. So, if you give down name in their world, is this for functionality
in their world? Is this a function? A function. What one has done is doing or will do. A function. One's role, one's task. A function.
So name was vital. Was vital. So quickly, if you get to Genesis, to be called, what does it mean to call? In Genesis chapter 1, take you through to some things now. Verses 3. Genesis 1, verse 3. I was talking verse, okay, verse 3. And God said, let there be light. Now, we saw the dark waters in verse 2, like we said. Right? He said, the end of that form and void, and that was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the surface of the water. And God said, light be. And light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Can you see that? Look at what it is. And God called
the light. Now, that was the call there. Is the word in the Hebrew to call.
The word to call means to give a function. To give a function. Let's look at it again. He says, he called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So he gives function. So the evening and the morning was the fourth day. So he gave function to the light to be day. Did you see that? And the night he called, and the darkness he called night. Look at verses 8. He said, and God called the firmament. After he divided the waters from the waters, then he called the firmament heaven. You see that? He's given functionality. He called the firmament heaven. Hallelujah. And the evening and the morning was the second day. Very vital. Look at verse 10. And God called, that's the word quara, the dry land earth. Did you see that? So what God is doing is not just mere calling, He's giving function. He's giving function. In chapter 2, verse 19. Genesis 2, 19. Now it says, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called every living creature, it was the name thereof. What Adam did was not born and brought all the incense. I'm not giving you name. Okay, this is how they call the botanical name, what they call Amanda. This is how they call the botanical name. It is lizard. Lizard. The botanical name we call Agama Adam. No. Amen. No. What he did was to give functionality. He gave function to them. So in chapter 3, when I heard the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. So when you hear the word serpent, the functionality is what subtlety. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. So you have to know what it means to call. It is very vital. It's to give function. So it's not as English as you think today. We think, it's just the no. It's to give function. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God called Abraham, father of many nations. Why? Because of what God was going to do through Abraham. Amen. Something you're going to see is the fact that that name Abraham is God's name. You see that? Amen. Amen. You understand? Abraham is God's name. If you read Paul called God Abraham in the vision. He said, about my knees to the Father of all. He said, of whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. That is Abraham. But Abraham, God gave his name to Abraham because of the fact he was going to do through him. You see that? That is functionality. What God is going to do in the earth. Are we following that? Amen. Functionality. Okay. Look at Genesis quickly. Let me show you something. Chapter 21, verse 3. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. You see that? Isaac. You see that? Hallelujah. Amen. Look at verse 6. It says, and Sarah said, God had made me to laugh. So then all who hear will laugh with me. This is that function. Laughter. So when you see what God has done, you will laugh. This is that functionality. Functionality. So quickly, let's rush to, because of time, but we'll look at it. I'm thinking we'll meet again on Saturday. But in Exodus quickly. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3. Now, God speaks to Moses. This is 13. And Moses said unto God, Behold, I come to the children of Israel, and say unto them, The God of your fathers. Now when they hear the God of your fathers, they know what it is.
Did you hear that? They know the God of your fathers sent you. So they know the God of their fathers is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now when you hear God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it means God of his promise. Amen? So what you find in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is his covenant, is his promise. Amen? Amen. So when you hear that word God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, it implies God in his promise or God in his faithfulness. Are you following me?
Are you following me? So the God of your fathers, they know who the God of your fathers is, shall send me unto you. And they shall say unto me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? What is his name? When they ask, What is his name there? They are asking, What is his function?
Is that?
What is his function?
They don't
call
Abraham, Isaac,
and Jacob. But they, what is this function? Now, what did God say? He said to God to Moses, I am that I am. What is this function? I am that I am. What is his name?
So, this shows, specifically
for
us,
it's not
like God's name.
It's
Yahushua. Yeah. No.
I am that I am.
That is his functionality. Did you see that?
His name is not Adonai. Adonai is his title.
Jehovah is his name.
Capital letter.
English.
Amen. Amen.
That's what he's saying. Hallelujah.
What is his function? Because name is used for functionality. Amen. He's using that word for authority. So what is his name? What is his function? Watch it. I want to say, I am that I am. That is, I will be what I will be. I will be what I will be. I am that I am.
Hallelujah. Amen. And we say it's both a properly
and sounds and like a verb. But it's his name. Hallelujah. It's his function. I am that I am. Word of God. And they were, and he was going with them. I was going to deliver them. He said, I am that. That would be his functionality. Hallelujah. He said to them, I am a sent me. I am.
Now, this is the same word that Moses would have write in Genesis 1. This is where God says, let there be light. He said, that's the same word. I am light. Is that? It is function. Light. Watch it. Light. Redemption. So when he says, I am that I am, your mind goes to Genesis 1. Do that you are reading. Go to Genesis 1. Light out of darkness. Out of ages. Did you see that? So what is happening? Genesis 1, 2, 4, 3 is about to happen in Egypt. I am that I am. I am light. Out of darkness. Did you see that?
Hallelujah. That would be his function. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
So you know, when you go in, you know, when you preach the gospel, you are exercising your believer's authority, like I said to you. You are preaching the gospel. A man gets saved, you deliver that person in the name of Jesus. So that name is that authority. That is light out of darkness. It is that light of authority. Out of darkness. Glory to God.
Amen. I want you to follow me here. So he says, I am. This is God in his redemptive work.
Hope you are with me. Hope you are understanding this. So it's not even the other thing. Today it has changed. Somebody can be Olojeje and he is poor. Well, Olaji and he is big. Maria. They will not leave. Today we just give you brand name. So somebody's name is Fish. My name is Stone. My name is Bread. You know what? Somebody's name is Rock. Beans. I'm not joking. Right. Somebody's name is Beans. Yes, yes, you know what? I'll surprise you. Somebody's name is Beans. What's the name?
there, the way Lion gave meaning to rice. He says, not rice, it's rice. What do you rice? It's rice.
Yeah, it's rice. The name is Declarice. It's not only Rice. It's Rice. It's rice.
Amen. Amen. So what's his name? Well, his name is Sam. Hey, yes, by you. So you see, name today is just given. But
somebody can just someone said the certain part of Nigeria, you want to name you, just carry coin and throw it off. The way it sounds, that's be your name.
I didn't call any place. And somebody, so when the coin went up, I hit the clock. Can say, I didn't call anything, but and the function came.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Sir, what is the etymology behind your name being smart? Does this mean, okay, it's not my father just like the name. I don't see my father. Does it change any part?
Amen. So when did you start walking when you going go when they gave me the other
father
name?
He's like, yeah, I don't know. But you just smart. You just saw it on the TV. He said, oh, smart. But I have an uncle that's very smart and he likes that uncle. What's very good name? Okay, I'm saying. I know somebody that named his child, his girlfriend's name. For life. His child named his girlfriend's name. What is the etymology? I don't know.
But he named his girlfriend's name. Or that lady with the eye in school, just say, ah, let me give myself a run.
Amen. No, don't do that. Hallelujah.
Well, if you want to, it's your choice. Don't have any spiritual connotation. Don't be like my friend. He said he wants to change his surname. I say, what? He said, my surname is Amad. Oh, I don't want to question.
Okay, I'm going to say, the surname is Amad Dukwa. If it's Amad Dukwa, I say, what is your problem? Because we're here, we're sitting together, and I took it to the church. Without preaching, after that, you have to change your name. Let me bring the control, calm down. He said, no way. You have to change your name. Now they're like, your name is Ozoma. The guy was not explaining my name. He said, that might be also the time to do a ritual. I said, see, one. My great grandfather had answered the name. My father answered the name. I mean, my grandfather answered. My father answered. So, why would I change? He said, no, I don't understand. The only thing is you change it from Ebanyo. Is it your name? You say, no, you have to change. Come forward now. I said, your name is Amadoha.
I've been a stubborn guy since. I was just outside looking at him. I said, Alpha, what's your new name? I said, my new name is Zemwa.
I said, okay.
Let's go. And still, the other one is Zemwa. I don't care. I'm a Zomagi. When you change, let my grandfather go and change it. Bearing the name. I said, they say we should change our name again, change your name because of some foundation. I said, you guys should do that. Even all of you in the house, change your name. Me. Answer Zoma. Let me do that foundation. That will mean. You guys are you. Okay. You guys don't know. Because of that thing last thing, this is what I'm doing.
They will tell this one, they say, start. Don't start pushing it. Hey, hey. And I say, hey, let's have a look at my father's English name. Let's say, one father, he has one of them English name.
Uh-huh, where were we? Name. Genesis chapter 3, right? I am. Let's close down on this today. Then in chapter 6. Watch this. In chapter 6. Exodus chapter 6.
Look at verse 3.
I want to get to somebody that I couldn't. It says, and God spoke unto Moses too, and said unto him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham and unto Isaac and Jacob by my name God Almighty.
Pow! By my name God Almighty.
By my name, God of us, that is the word in the Hebrew, Shaddai. I appear to them by my name, Almighty, Shaddai. Now, what is Shaddai?
Shaddai is used for a wild land. What is a wild land?
So, watch how it goes. There is the promise of the seed.
Right? Right? The seed is how it will happen. Then, listen here,
we now have a land. What's the progression to a land? To save Abraham.
The seed who possess the land.
The land. And God is saying he is the wide land. Watch it. He is the land.
Did you see how he revealed himself to Abraham?
Did you see that? Based on his function. Said the wild land. So that means Abraham knew that the land wasn't a, listen, wasn't a physical land. That's why Abraham didn't have any land. Though he was a very wealthy guy. But you know why? Because you know what is that land. The writer of Hebrews now says he looks for a city whose maker, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. So he knew God is the land. He knew God is the land. Hallelujah. So the, remember, I told you, Israel was used as a what? As a figure. Actually, it was Sunday. Was it as a figure? When he spoke to Abraham in Genesis 15, and when he explained to Abraham, and in answer to Abraham, this should be a token. Right? I showed us, Yada is used for a figure. So the figure of what God is saying to him now says your descendants will be in a land that is not theirs. Do you see that? So that will now be a yada, like an useful dogma for what I am telling you. So Israel was just as a symbol of what God is going to do in all the nations of the earth. What are you following me? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So God said he is the wild land. So the land is speaking to Abraham about, right? Right? He is the land. So you see the sea, the promise of the sea, is the promise of the land. And where you find the land again, first use is the Garden of Eden. What is the Garden of Eden? If you read Genesis chapter 3, in John chapter 4, you discover that the Garden of Eden, I'm trying to round it up fast, but we'll see that next week. On Saturday. Now the Garden of Eden will be God's presence. Will be God's presence. Moses, I mean, Cain now said, you driven me from thy face. You know that? The face of the Lord. So the garden is the land. And the garden is God's presence. And God said he is the Shaddai. What is? He is the Shaddai. His offspring, God, and he is the Shaddai. He's the land.
So you don't miss it. He is the land. So God is the land. God is the land.
Now, when you, and why would he use land? God is talking about the land, it's calling land. Because that was their world. As you progress into, what is, as you get to progress, now they got into, when the children of Israel now got into the Canaan land, there was still a promise of the land. We'll see all that next week. To make you see that that peaceful land where they dwelt was not the land. There was still a promise of the land. And when it was getting towards, you know, as it's going like that into the prophet, it's going closer to the New Testament book. Now, as you get closer to the New Testament book, the writer, I mean Ezekiel, will now call the land the Spirit. You see all that. God has given the land and he calls it the Spirit.
Hallelujah. He calls it the Spirit. Ezekiel 37. Let me see if I have time to do that. Oh, okay, let me see if I can squeeze this in for us. Okay, Ezekiel. Hallelujah. 36, sorry. Verse 24. It says, for I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and I'll bring you into your own land. What is? Your own land.
Before you think, oh, the land is Canaan.
No, into your own land. What does the Exodus say? And I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your sins, and that I will not cleanse you. The new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. I'll take away the sin out of the flesh, I will give you the heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my service.
You keep my judgment and do that. He's calling the land of spirit.
Exodus chapter 6 quickly. Exodus 6 again. Let's take verses 12. Think we can close down here. Amen. Amen. Now, look at verse 7. It says, I will take you for a people, and I will be for you a God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who bringeth you out from the boundaries of the Egyptians. That I will bring you unto the land concerning which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And I will give it to you for an heritage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. I guess I'll keep some there. Oh, I'll get it over for you. I was supposed to read this, but I didn't. But I'll get that over for you on Saturday. So we'll see it all together. Hallelujah. So God is that land.
God is that land. And he spoke to them about his spirit. So when you get to the New Testament books, you're not seeing land. You are seeing spirit. Hallelujah. You are seeing spirit. Because God is that land. He spoke to them about it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. I didn't get to where I wanted to show you for Mark, but God is the land.
He's the spirit. He's his promise to them. Now, listen. He's God. He's the land. He is there. Now, the same person who are talking about there, his name is Jabba Yahweh. His name is Jabba Yahweh. We're going to explore that. We're going to see his functionality within the Old Testament book as his power in another promise. So you will soon be lost on you when you now read and you see Jesus as a servant. Amen? You see Jesus as a servant. No, he's not a servant, he's God. He is a servant. Amen? In being a man, he carries the gospel. The one who carries the gospel is the servant of the gospel. God himself is called the servant of his word. He also is prophet. He's not called the prophet, he's God. He's the prophet. Hallelujah. We'll see all that scriptures will come in.
Hallelujah. Thought I would have gotten here, but I couldn't. Amen. He is. Let's see this from Genesis 48. Quickly, Genesis 48. Yes, I have 1 minute to juggle these things. I need to close on this. Genesis 48, 15, into 16. So you see, there is that silent mention of the promise of the Christos. Did you see that?
It's not, you are not seeing Christos. Don't worry. I will explore it further during this Right? You will see the Christos. But there's that silent mention of the Christos. Don't you know? Can you see? Right? God has the promise perfect through the limits of man. Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? He is the land. He is the
Lord. Let's see this. Exodus what? I mean, Genesis 48 quickly. Look at verses 15. We'll take it off. Don't worry, I'll see what I explain this to us in the coming days. It says, and he blessed Joseph, which is Jacob, and said, God, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life, long unto this day. It says, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, he calls him the angel. He's talking about God, he calls God the angel. Say, bless the Lord. and let my name be named on them, and the name of my father, Abraham and Isaac, and let them go into multitude in the midst of all the earth. Did you see that? So he called God the angel.
Malak. Sam. He called him Malak. Did you see that? We'll explore that. And then we'll read where Mark wrote from. In Malachi, and then in Matthew, you will see that you will have to go back again. When you review those scriptures, you will also see what the writers were saying. Especially Mark was from the Jesus. We're not just writing about John. We're writing about John and also about Jesus as the Malachi.
Amen. 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 Learn something tonight? Are you sure? Let us thank the Lord.